This office is brought to you by Truthly. Download in the Apple App Store or Google Play today. Now let's pray. Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O Christ, the martyr, strength and crown, and standard bearer of the pure, rewarding each for triumphs gained, in mercy hear our humble prayer. For we acclaim with solemn praise this virgin of a noble heart, once by a double portion blessed, now glorious with a twofold palm, determined to confess her faith, she firmly braced herself to meet the arm of torture, swift and cruel, and poured forth life and soul for you. Thus wounds from fierce and vicious hands, by teaching us to overcome the lure and flattery of the world, instruct in sound and holy faith, through her good will and gracious prayer, forgive and cancel all our debts, remove the luring snares of sin, and grant the comfort of your grace. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, who art the Virgin Mary's Son, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit evermore. Amen. Quam magnificata sunt opera tua, Domine. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. On the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp, your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish, all doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox's strength, you anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes look in triumph on my foes, my ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree, and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Quam magnificata sunt opera tua, Domine. Da te magnitudinem, Deo nostro. Give ear, O heavens, while I speak. Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instruction soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew, like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the Lord's renown. O proclaim the greatness of our God, the rock, how faultless are his deeds, how right all his ways, a faithful God without deceit, how just and upright he is. Yet basely has he been treated by his degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is the Lord to be thus repaid by you, O stupid and foolish people? Is he not your Father who created you? Has he not made you and established you? Think back on the days of old. Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your father and he will inform you. Ask your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations their heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the sons of God. While the Lord's own portion was Jacob, his hereditary share was Israel. He found them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert. He shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of his eye. As an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so he spread his wings to receive them and bore them up on his pinions. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange God was with him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Da te magnitudinem, Deo nostro. Quam admirabile est nomen tuum, Domine, in universa terra. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens, on the lips of children and of babes. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him? Yet you made him little less than a god, with glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hands, put all things under his feet. all of them sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Quam admirabile est nomen tuum, Domine, in universa terra.
Praised be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation. He comforts us in all our afflictions, and thus enables us to comfort those who are in trouble with the same consolation we have received from Him. As we have shared much in the suffering of Christ, so through Christ do we share abundantly in His consolation. The Lord will help her. His loving presence will be with her.
The Lord will help her. His loving presence will be with her.
He dwells with her. She will not falter.
His loving presence will be with her.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Lord will help her. His loving presence will be with her.
I am the Lord's poor servant. To Him alone, the living God, I have offered all in sacrifice. I have nothing else to give. I offer Him myself. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to His people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of His servant David. Through His holy prophets He promised of old that He would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant. This was the oath He swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship Him without fear, holy and righteous in His sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare His way, to give His people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I am the Lord's poor servant. To Him alone, the living God, I have offered all in sacrifice. I have nothing else to give. I offer Him myself.
Our Savior's faithfulness is mirrored in the fidelity of his witnesses who shed their blood for the word of God. Let us praise him in remembrance of them.
You redeemed us by your blood.
Your martyrs freely embraced death in bearing witness for the faith. Give us the true freedom of the Spirit, O Lord.
You redeemed us by your blood.
Your martyrs profess their faith by shedding their blood. Give us a faith, O Lord, that is constant and pure.
You redeemed us by your blood.
Your martyrs followed in your footsteps by carrying the cross. Help us to endure courageously the misfortunes of life.
You redeemed us by your blood.
Your martyrs washed their garments in the blood of the Lamb. Help us to avoid the weaknesses of the flesh and worldly allurements.
You redeemed us by your blood. Pater noster quies in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
May the glorious intercession of the Virgin and Martyr Saint Lucy give us a new heart, we pray, O Lord, so that we may celebrate her heavenly birthday in this present age, and so behold things eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. Ever get asked one of those tough questions like, do Catholics worship Mary? And in that moment, you freeze. That's why I want to tell you about Truthly, the AI app that gives you answers in seconds, rooted in scripture, tradition, and Christian ethics. Whether you're navigating a tough conversation, deepening your faith, or simply curious about what the Catholic Church teaches, Truthly helps you know, live, and defend the faith instantly. Try Truthly 7 days for free. Download today in the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Truthly, Truthly. God bless.